have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Do you have an upcoming event? Well, I encourage you to book Beyond Defense Family for an amazing experience. Beyond Defense is a talented group of men and women who have toured the world to display their talents of song and ministry. Did I forget to mention multi-award winners? They're your one-stop shop for making your events the best in the city. Book Beyond Defense today at beyonddefense.org. Click menu, then contact. Beyond Defense, your audience will thank you.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence.
Beyond the fence.
DB Jones.
Yes, sir. I got you.
True two.
You know I got you.
The Jewels.
Broski. You know I had to fly in on this one.
G Will.
You know what it is.
You see coming like this, didn't you? The bigger they are, the harder they fall. My problems. God slaughtered them all, the harder I fall. Fighting like a scared cat, with her back against the wall. Slip, but I didn't fall, I adapted to the fall. Ignorance, I've been through it. That's why I don't want you to do it. I want to influence, I already prove it. You can be fan of a Judas, come at the end of the ruin. Who are we fooling, what are we proving, what are we doing, what are we building, what are we giving to some of our children? Built a team, not just the industry theme. We do more than this rapper scene. Beyond the fence, the family tree with the queen. We choose to worship with the king. And we protect the women by any means. And our children on everything.
Through the years I won my own fight, no life. Thinking everything is alright. Turn around and see my father in the light. Back in 03, that shit my whole life.
Receiving, one father, one mother believing. Don't fall on the life I'm weeping. Say things happen for a reason. I'm believing, we're fleeing. Still offer two lives, I'm bleeding. I'm in the probation, thinking. Structures in my life, you need it. Same friends, I'm a dumb KC. In the past, to the past, I leave it. I'm a dancer, mind, I'm clean. For Christ, where's the root cross, man, meet it. In a brutal, I'm just out in the heat. They said I'm a loser, I say that I'm meaning. I'm independent, I'm left with a team. They find out my words, Lord, they'll receive it. But Colorado, I'll still receive it. Never stops, and I know I keep preaching. Once I swap, I never will be this. The floor, I won't be defeated.
Swag so magnificent due to the omnipotent. Yes, you know it's heaven sent. Call me George Jefferson. I'm walking in your glory if I keep my eyes focusing. Never turn away from the one who first loved me, man. I go by G-Will. I'm in the building, man. Good looking on a handoff. The game just advanced. My focus so clearly beyond 2020. Thanks to BDF, there's a new addition to the family.
What I got in my music. Principal purpose, I'm nothing to use it. Bruising, approving, I'm winning, I'm losing. Something my dudes exposed to delusion. The BDF revolution. Wake up, ain't no more illusion. Constitute the union, we appreciate your contribution. Awaken a sneak of time to find our bad it hurts. Conduct with metal touch.
Everything
bring it together for the better men. Bring it together, be better men. All of the people in children. Just raid old school veterans. Take over the nation, Taliban. Hold up the world with one hand. Shoot through the vision, it's intense. Looking at watching beyond the
fence. We are beyond the fence.
With this one and I seen I've been drafted. Armor's been fitted and heavily crafted. Run to the battle through power I blast. I do this for real, pretend it's a tragedy. Do this a classic. Read the back of the book, there's a test and I easily pass it. All the sacrifice, the training, the blood and the tears, I laugh it. Yeah, I'm a cast. I wanna speed it up. The label say slow it down. I skip my medication, tripolar, traveling the speed of sound. I'm lost and now I'm found. Love you on the way up and they hate you on the way down. And it's never about the setting, it's the jewels that's in your crown. Shush.
We are beyond. We are beyond the
fence. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio, and you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building.
It's not about religion, it's not about religion. More of a culture study when you were eagle. Can't compromise with the most you bring. Stay focused, feeling hopeless.
Hey, it's 2023. Yes. Happy New Year. This your host, your main man, David Ben, and I am in the building. And I am smiling. That's right. And I am so grateful. It's another year, y'all. It's this time that I feel so refreshed. And you know that's just how we doing it. We missed you guys. I hope you guys had a wonderful holiday. You came into this new year with a better mindset, full of elevation, development, growth. That's what we're doing right here on Beyond the Radio. Shout out to the Election family. We love you. So thankful. And I had a great 2022. And I know 2023 is going to be even greater. So with that being said, can I get a drum roll? The coach, the infamous Shay Samuels, are you in the building?
Shay Samuels is in the building, and I'm smiling. Shout out to the Elations family and David. Coach David, I'll share your sentiments. Happy New Year, everyone. You know, we just want to say thank you so much for the support of 2022. And, you know, we always pray and hope that you learned a lot from the show and that you're excited about 2023. You know, there's a lot that's happening in the world, and we just love coming on Sunday evenings and just really, really, you know, giving you guys some real nuggets. And you keep in mind, Coach David, you and I, we get it before everybody else gets it.
Right.
Like we get it before everybody else get it. So everything that you guys get is something that we have been through ourselves, and we get a chance to kind of share it, you know. So I'm excited about 2023, excited to have and be back. Shout out to Kimmy Kim and the Elations family. You know, we missed you guys. Although we communicate, we still missed you guys on Sunday. And I'm excited, Coach David. I'm excited.
Yes, me too. I'm very excited. It's 2023, Coach.
Yeah, we still partying.
We still
celebrating. Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. You know, shout out to the Beyond the Fence family. We had an amazing 2022. You know, for those of you who have been connected to us and following us, make sure you do connect with us on our Facebook page at Beyond the Fence. That's BeyondDaFence, ENT on Facebook, and Beyond the Fence on Instagram, where you will find a lot of our footage from 2022. We successfully completed a tour state-to-state tour in 2022. Shout out to the Beyond the Fence family. So, Coach David, I would ask you, how did that feel? I know that you have done some major stage presentations, and you've had a chance to really, you know, do a lot with different artists and your time, especially way back when you were younger. But as far as being the founder of Beyond the Fence and achieving such a goal of, you know, a full year of going from state to state, presenting your music and introducing the artists, how was that for you?
It definitely was motivational. Definitely a blessing, because it's motivational. It was encouraging, because you know you have a mindset, you want to just be great and you want to do something positive and productive, and you want to be an asset to life, not a liability to the people around you. And, you know, to be honest, you know, I'm grateful, you know, for who we're about to introduce, because, you know, one thing about it, David Benton is the founder, but David Benton did not even come close to doing this alone. Not even close. It takes a family. It takes an environment of awesome people that's going beyond their fence around you. So we just, you know, Shay, you know, we are a team, Coach Shay, and we just, we rally around one another. And all I can do is the visionary is set a great example to the best of my ability. Even though I may not always cross every T and dot every I, one thing about it, I know, and God knows my heart is in the right place. And I can look in the mirror and smile, and I can live with that.
Yeah, yeah. It's a really good, really, really good thing. I think we've met a number of great people. Shout out to all of, you know, we have accumulated a number of listeners just by doing the state-to-state tour. So, you know, every now and then somebody will pop up while we're talking, and they would say, hey, I'm tuned in, I'm listening. So we want to say shout out to you guys if you're listening tonight, and thank you for, you know, just your continued support. But for me, Coach David, it was a blessing to be able to accomplish such a thing. I think we learned a lot about one another on the tour. Yeah. I think we learned a lot about our artists. We learned a lot about one another. I think, you know, when you do something like that, you can only go up from there. And so I'm looking forward to going up in 2023.
That's right. And I'm ready. So are y'all ready? Listen, men and women of God, kings and queens, we know you guys are ready. And I'm telling you, tonight we have an awesome brother, who's a co-host. We have another co-host, and we're back to having three people right here on Beyond the Radio. Me and Coach Shay have been holding it down, but this brother right here is my brother. So can I get another drum roll? Tommy Two Toes, are you in the building? Uh-oh. Oh, no. Is he in the building or is he not in the building? He must be having...
Tommy, are you in the building? Are you in the building? Are you in the building?
Tommy Two Toes in the building.
Right. Two Toes. Tommy Two Toes, are you on?
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Tommy
yes,
Two Toes is
yes,
in the building.
All What's right.
What's going
you
on beyond
the radio? All right, Tommy Two Toes, how you doing, my brother?
I'm doing great. How y'all beautiful people doing tonight? How y'all doing? How you doing, Shay? How you doing, David? How y'all
I'm
doing?
Good.
So what's up with them technical difficulties you having over there? Was you running? Was you,
man,
was you afraid
I'm
of the
not
people?
Even gonna talk about it. The devil was trying to work, but I had to tell him, you know, the devil is a lie. So I got it fixed. So we straight now. We straight. But yeah.
All right.
Difficulties.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Tommy Two Toes. You being new to you know, Beyond the Radio, you are a comedian, entrepreneur. So, you know, tell the listeners, man, who is Tommy Two Toes?
Okay, Tommy Two Toes, to be honest with y'all, man, I'm a double amputee, and God has blessed me. And it's crazy, but when he took my legs, he gave me more strength. And now it's like I'm here to take over the world and just experience everything I possibly can, but also at the same time make the world laugh. And I've been put in the position to do that, and, you know, everything is everything, so I'm going to do the best I can to do that. And I'm just blessed to be here, and 2023 is going to be even better because 22 ended on a good note, but it just let me know there's more to come, and I'm going to keep myself in the right position to do that and be blessed and stay blessed.
That's right. All right, all right. Coach Shay, you have a question.
Yeah, shout out to you, Tommy Two Toes. You know, I say it lightly. I'm a fan. Don't get a big head about it. I'm a fan. I just appreciate who you've been throughout 2022. And one thing you did say, I want to mention. One thing you said was, you know, God took your legs and gave you strength, and you made it a goal of yours to just continue to make people smile. And for me, that's a lot, because you have a lot of people with less challenges in their lives and refuse to even just stand up. No pun intended, but just stand up. So I would ask you, what keeps you going? Like, what is it that keeps you going, knowing that you're not who you used to be? It sounds like you're better than who you used to be, but what keeps you going?
Exactly what you said. Knowing there are people that are getting things accomplished with less, and they're not complaining. So I'm like, what's the point of me complaining? God has me here, and it's for a reason. So there's no reason for me to complain because my legs are gone. There are people who are maintaining with less than what I have. So there's no point for me complaining if he or she's not complaining. I'm blessed, and I mean, because it could be worse. I cannot be here, and I'm definitely here, so I'm going to make the most of it while I'm here. And that's pretty much
it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, I have another question for you. So, comedy. What made you choose comedy? What made you say, you know what? I'm going to be a comedian. Well, where'd that come from? What makes you choose that profession?
Man, the best way I can answer it, it's like always been in me. I mean, you know, all through school, all through life, it's just I always have noticed the funny side of situations. And it kept me grounded because things could possibly upset me, but I just laugh about them. And I was able to make other people laugh. And I felt God putting me here to make the world laugh. And I was always told that God gives you talents, and if you don't use them, he'll take them away. So I'm going to make sure I use this talent to the best of my ability. And that's pretty much what, you know, it was like it chose me. It's always been a part of my life, laughing. Like, you know, wow. Certain people do sports. Certain people, you know, they're singers, natural singers. Me, luckily or whatever, I've been able to make people laugh. And I said, well, just keep doing it, you know, just keep doing it.
Yes, yes. Coach Shay?
Well, I have heard, you know, just through the grapevine that, you know, you have a past relationship with our host, Coach David Benton. And you always share the funniest stories about growing up with him. So I don't really have a question. I'm going to say, if you could just share with us, you know, who was Coach David Benton before he was Coach David Benton?
A thorn in my side. But no, David has always been a great person. But for some reason, he'd always find a way to be present when I was at my maybe negative situation. I'm gonna give you the perfect example. The 10th grade year of high school, I didn't have any, what is it called, common sense. So back then I was trying to put lines in my eyebrows. And I didn't have any clippers. So what I actually did was use Nair to make the line. But instead, I wiped my eyebrows away completely. And Coach David was the first person in the school to remind everyone. So basically what ended up happening is during the lunch period. Now, my school was, you know, kind of rough. But at the time, I had no problem because I was the king of jokes. But during those 6 months when I had no eyebrows, Mr. David was trying to become, you know, most funny in 1 year. Because every day, he would make sure he pointed fun out of me. He had a particular thing he would do. He'd grab a napkin, pull the napkin all the way out so it'd be bigger, put it over my face and say, but hell, his eyebrows have disappeared. And everybody thought that. Yeah, laugh on. I mean, it's funny now, but it definitely wasn't funny then. You know what I mean? But he always was around because he's a natural athlete. And I was envious of that. And me, I'm not athletic. God didn't let me get in the athletic line. But all my friends were athletic, so I had to play sports with them. And he watched me in my downfalls with that as well. That's for another time about the sport. But David has always been an inspiration and a finger pointer at my downfalls. But it's all fun. It's all fun. You know, we laugh about it now, but it definitely was not funny then. It definitely wasn't funny then.
You know, what I find amazing is that we've had a number of people on the show that have had, you know, some stories to share about Coach David. And I think it's amazing because you guys get a chance to find each other on another side of life. And it just amazes me to even hear, like, these stories and just know, like, years later that you both are still sewing into each other and just as funny even when we're on the road. So thanks for sharing that story.
Yeah, no problem. And the thing about Tommy Two-Toes, you know, we was in middle school. All he did was laugh and crack jokes. And the thing about it, like, he'll say something, and it was just natural for him to jug at you. So, to be honest, like, you know, he was so good at what he did because people would laugh because we'd be like, man, this dude is really silly. And that was just my time to just laugh at him, you know, because he laughed at us, so we were just like, well, I'm laughing too. And that was my time to get him. You know, that was my time to get him because, like you said, he didn't play. He wasn't playing basketball and football with us. And, you know, but when it came to them jokes, he can go all day on them jokes. So just to see his elevation and just to see he actually decided to become a comedian, I wasn't shocked. I was just like, okay, about time. You know, like about time he tapped into who he is, because this brother always been naturally funny. So, Tommy Two Toes, I want to ask you, man. You know, being with Beyond the Fence, I definitely want to say I personally appreciate you as well, just as much you appreciate us as a team, man. And just to thank you just for your heart, your motivation to me. You encourage me, man. You know what I'm saying? It's brothers like you, G. Will, The Jewel, Miss Alma E. Neely, B.B. Jr., Blockstar, Miss Tanya Caesar, Shay Samuels, myself. Like, you make us want to do better, be better as a team, man. All of us are good teammates. And just for you to just come right in, I don't want to say fall in, because falling is falling. I want to say you came right in. It was a great teammate, bro. And I want to say I appreciate that. But I want to know, man, like, how have it been being with, you know, with a label full of singers and rappers, like, younger, you know, a little bit more mature. So how's that experience have been for you, bro?
It's been great, man. I mean, when I first came in, I was a little overwhelmed. But the thing about it was everything was, you know, explained to me so well. And what the bottom line is, that bar was set so high when I'm seeing all these great performers and how professional they were. And like Shay spoke on it earlier about these relationships and knowing some of these people earlier in life and seeing them transform to adults and great performers, it was almost natural in a way, just falling into place, like you said, and saying, okay, this bar is already set, so make sure you keep it going. But I've had a great time with the learning experience and seeing new things and basically seeing the nation, you know, because you know how we did these traveling, you know, and I haven't even done as much because I just got on, but just period, just getting to be a part of this great opportunity and beyond the fence and beyond the radio, and just working with professionals that are trying to accomplish certain things that I'm trying to accomplish. It's been a great experience, and I'm just looking forward to 2023 because 2022 was great, but I know 23, the year of Jordan, is going to be greater. So I'm just ready. I'm ready for it.
One thing I'll say, just while you were talking about some of the other, people that you grew up with, one of the things that I found funny was when we were in St. Louis, and David was live, and he was just going live at the restaurant that we were eating at, and I think it was y'all sixth grade teacher who came on. Was it the sixth grade teacher that came on?
No, she was our Spanish teacher.
Our Spanish teacher.
Yeah, from high school.
The Spanish teacher came on, and I just watched every last one of y'all shrink down to like y'all were in the sixth grade. Y'all were so happy, the joy on y'all's face. I mean, David was on there. He was like, yeah, you know, we in St. Louis. We in St. Louis, baby. Yeah, we here. Hey. What's her name? David.
Miss Melgard.
Hey, Miss Melgard. And then Tommy Two-Toes said, Miss Melgard on there? And then G. Will said, Miss Melgard. Oh, come on, Miss Melgard. Y'all, if you could see a bunch of grown men, Miss Melgard had to be a great teacher. And it said, we doing good, Miss Melgard, you know. And it had to be a great, if I were Miss Melgard and I was on the other end, seeing, you know, these students that I taught at a young age all still together doing something so positive, I would have been a proud teacher. But it was hilarious for me to see all these grown men in their 40s see Miss Melgard and feel like, look, we ain't skipping school, Miss Melgard. We all right.
Right.
Like you were busted. So that was really good for us to see.
Yeah, it was. It was just, you know, the Elation Honors. Shout out to Elation. Like, the Elation Honors was so awesome. I had such a great time that whole weekend. It was just so much fun. And it's like those the moments, you know, you can't get those moments back. You just hold on to them and understand the greatness that came out of that. And you just look. And that should draw someone to look forward to what's coming. That's why 2023 is, like, so important. To be honest, Coach, I don't even, in Tommy Two Toes, I don't even set New Year's resolutions. You know, the Bible clearly say we die daily. So every day I'm just looking to elevate. You know, while people waiting a whole year, I'm just doing it every day. Every day. Every day. You won't even have to focus on January 1st when you're focusing on just striving every day. You die daily, and you want to renew your mind and set your thoughts on high. Every day is a new challenge because you're setting your thoughts high because you deserve to be that. You deserve to you got to honor yourself, not in arrogance, but just in your words.
Yeah.
And when you do that, you have a renewed spirit every day. So, you know that's what I want to get people to understand. So with that being said, man, we love you guys, man. We appreciate y'all tuning in. But guess what? it's time to go to a commercial break. So, where the music at?
Where the music at?
It's your boy, David Benton. Hey, yo, Shay. It's time to go beyond the fence. Life is so good. It's so good. Yeah. A merry heart do what's good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drives the bones, you know?
Around 8 in the morning, I'm just waking up. Got the Folgers on brew, about to fill my cup.
While
I'm reaching
out
the window, I'm good. It's about 8 in the morning, I'm just waking up. Got the Folgers on brew, about to fill my cup. While I'm looking out the window at the sun come up, I'm good. I'm good. I'm about to get my day started. Off to work, about to make some dollars. If only you knew what I've been through, you would smile and say that I'm good. I had a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. And my family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. I got food on the table, I know that he's able. Thank God I'm good.
Ignorant grace, so intimate place. Your heart of innocence make a life different and break. This whole sin in the sinners, could the enemy hate? You are the sun, stars, and the moon. You are the beam of light when it's dark in the room. When I depart from the womb, you're the air that I breathe. I wait there when I need you, preparing for peace. You're so good.
I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, out.
Good.
And my family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm
good.
Job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. I got food on the table, I know that he's able. Thank God I'm good. I got a good job, I'm good. And my bills are paid, I'm good. And my family's good, my health is good. I thank God that I'm
you be true.
true and believe in the one that put earth in your lungs to breathe. She'll fight for you and me like Rocky and Creed. And the blessings you receive won't come from you breathe. You just need to stay open, yep, Jermaine Copeland. But on that same token, these words that I've spoken are to make you fly high and my stay broken.
Is you gon' sink or levitate about the game of David playing? Steady trickin' David playing it. Wanna make you dumb so you never make your kingdom come. What they on? Time to stack and build a throne. I've been down and out so long I grew some wings with feathers on it. Ain't no opponent, just little me on me. And that little light gon' shine, put that all on G.O.D. Yeah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to Beyond the Radio.
Welcome to Beyond the Radio. And you better be smiling.
Beyond the fences in the building. Building. It's not about religion. It's
not about religion. More of a culture study when you were evil. Can't compromise with the
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to Beyond the Radio. Again, happy 2023. We are back. Let's go ahead and give a shout out. Let's give a shout out to our sponsors, our first sponsor. Shout out to Paula G. Voice Lady Wisdom After Midnight, who has been a proud sponsor of Beyond the Radio from inception. If you are looking this year, we say it every year, start off with a quality promotion. If you are a radio program director, a music director, if you have a business, if you are trying to do something new with your brand, contact Paula G Voice, amazing voiceovers. Let me tell you, we have many of voiceovers that we have had from her, and I'm telling you guys, you will not be disappointed. For those of you who are like, well, what's a voiceover, what you hear car commercials, what you hear when you're listening to the radio, it's important to your business, it's important to your brand. So make sure you reach into Paula G at www.paulagvoice.com or www.paulagvoice.com. Let's Talk Business Consulting Strategy and Coaching Group, LLC, is our next sponsor. It is a Beyond the Fence expansion company. Listen, we are helping one business at a time bring their vision to fruition. I have to be honest with you and tell you that, like Coach David says, we have a 100% success rate for those of you who follow the process, and every year it just gets bigger, it gets better. We are currently facilitating our workshop called Driven by Purpose, and Coach David, you know, you've had an opportunity to be a part of it because we don't have a number of sponsorships this year currently for 2023. If you could just expound a little bit on your experience of that Driven by Purpose workshop in short, brief terms.
It's definitely worth being a part of, because what we do is we take everyday life and let you look into the everyday life for yourself to understand your own value. And when you know who you are, you can know where you want to go. Like, how you going to say, I'm going to go this far without knowing yourself? So this workshop brings out the best in you. Before you can even start a business, you got to start your own first business, and that's you. And that's what this workshop does for people. We really help them elevate their thinking so they know where they're going, and they will really expand. So
yes,
it's definitely an awesome place to be in.
Yeah, so make sure you connect with us on Let's Talk Business Consulting Group on Facebook. Make sure you also connect with us on Beyond the Radio on Facebook, and again on our Facebook page at Beyond the Fence Entertainment. Coach David, back to you.
All right, all right, all right. And I thank you for that, Coach Shay. You know, we in here, Beyond the Radio 2023. It's another year.
Hello, who is this? How you doing, man? This is Jesus' other brother. I'm Jesus' other brother. How y'all doing?
Oh my goodness. We couldn't get rid of one brother. The other brother had to come back. What is going on?
Yeah, I had to come. I had to come.
Well, all right, Jesus, brother. Now, what make you come to the show? We on radio. What make you come to the show?
Basically, I needed my story to be told, because what had happened was, I am the one that must have been doing all this stuff, but I was ironing my clothes, getting ready to come down here to Earth. But I took too long. I was putting on my Jordans, and the next thing I know, he was down there. He was the one in Bethlehem, and I was supposed to have been there first. Yeah.
This sound like the prodigal sons to me, Coach David. I don't know what's going on in this family.
So you saying Jesus kind of stole the birthright type of thing? Like he just, but did the father send him?
Man, I was supposed to do all that, and he moved quicker than I am, than I did, and so he took all that from me. But that's all me. You understand? And I mean, you know the miracles you know about? I was the one that did them first, and then he showed them to everybody else. You know, when he turned that water to wine, I was the one that did it first, but I turned my water to Christian brothers. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm just saying. He stole
brothers,
my shine.
Ain't that a strong alcohol?
Yes.
Christian brothers, it was strong alcohol, brother.
But it's what I know. That's what the people wanted, so I had to give that to them. You know what I'm talking about? But I'm just coming here now because I need to get my story told, and that's it, man. I just want to tell everybody what really happened before somebody else try to tell it.
Well, Jesus' other brother. Look, man. Look, we gonna holler at you, man. We love you, brother. But you got to go.
All right, man. I'll see y'all later. All right.
Bye, bye.
Bye. What is going on with these brothers, Coach David? And then they couldn't have been taught manners because they just bust on in and they don't say excuse me, they don't say hello, they just bust on in. What kind of, and then you talk about character traits all the time. Maybe we can teach them something.
Now, what's crazy is, you know, I thought we got rid of Jesus' little brother. Now Jesus' other brother come. I mean. How many of them is it? And everybody blaming Jesus.
And you know what happened when people get famous, all of a sudden they got a brother, they got a cousin, they got, look, so we got to make sure we start IDing, like carding these people when they come on. We got to make sure that we card them. We need to see some proof because there's too many brothers popping up all over the place, Coach David Benton.
Tommy Two Toes, what's going on, man? What we going to do about this?
Hey, I don't know, man.
What's up?
Who was that, man?
That was Jesus' other brother.
I ain't never heard of that before, man, because, I mean, I thought somebody took over the show or something, because, I mean, I was sitting here being patient and getting ready to chime in, and then this little voice came on telling me he's Jesus' other brother.
Well, if the voice came out of nowhere,
you know,
he might be Jesus' brother.
Right. You know what I mean? Jesus' other brother. I was lost for words. So I was like, let me be quiet then, because if he Jesus' other brother, he might, you know what I mean, do something to me if I say something. So.
So, hey, that was hilarious. Man, you know, so we in 2023, and, you know, we in Beyond the Fence, we started something called the Year of Elevation. And I know people, it can sound so cliche, and people say, hey, they don't elevate every year. But one thing I will say, we really have been elevating every year. We've been going up, 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 and up. I want to encourage everyone to, kings and queens, men and women of God, when it comes to, you know, saying, man, each year we're going to do this, we're going to set us a goal for the year. It's not going to happen if you just really not decide to make a change within yourself. Strive to be that change on the daily. Strive to be that change on the daily. Get yourself prepared. Even this week, you know, I didn't do it on New Year's. I decided to just do it this week, to just eat fruits and vegetables just for a week, just to clean myself, clean my body. I've had some encouragement along the way. You know, shout out to Coach Shay. She will tell me from time to time, hey, you know, what you eating this week? And, you know, we'll try to do something. You know, G. Will is good at it. You know, he's very disciplined. He lost a lot of pounds, and he popped on a lot of muscle just by being disciplined. So I want to encourage everybody, like, it's, you just change your mindset. You won't even have to focus on the new year. You can be the new you every day. Every day be the new you. Die daily, have a renewed mind, renewed spirit, and be better than you was yesterday. Every day. And when you see that new year, you'll look at it with more gratitude. You just be thankful that you're here. What you think about that, Coach?
I like what you said. You know, every year we talk about the New Year's resolution, and I'm just going to have to put this shameless plug in that each year we have our annual conference entitled God is in Everything. And years and years ago when this conference came about, the first thing I thought about was we had to have it in the beginning of the year because so many people make a New Year's resolution, one that they don't stick to. And so my goal was to get people to not even think about a resolution and get new revelation on ways that they can change. And when you go from a resolution to a life change, it's completely different. And so, like you said, we decided that this year was a year of elevation for a number of reasons. You know, shout out to Blockstar, who's coming on with the Beyond the Fence family this year, and such, you know, people like Tommy Two Toes. You know, we've expanded our brand. We've expanded our reach. And even in that small thing, that's elevation. But I want to share with everybody that it didn't start in 2023. It started in 2022. So elevation was already happening. So anytime you look at, well, I'm going to start it now, you're already behind. So I want to encourage people today that if you're starting now, that's fine. But know that just like a seed being planted, and I talk about it a lot, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, and for everyone listening, when you plant a seed, it doesn't grow immediately. No seed that you plant grows immediately. It's and there are some flowers that are supposed to be planted at different types of season just so that it can grow in the right season. So if you start your resolution now, or you start revelation or getting you start getting revelated now, you know, keep in mind that you may not see the fruits of that revelation or resolution right away. So then you start feeling like a failure because you're not seeing it in the year that you started planning it. So I wanted to make sure that everybody knew that you can start the resolution now, but keep in mind that if you're just now planting the seed, you may not see it grow in 2023.
That's right. Tommy Two Toes, what you think about this 2023 year, my brother?
Yeah, I'm trying to be like, can y'all hear me?
Yes.
Hey, I apologize, man. The devil working again. But, yeah, my main resolution, you know, at least something I'm trying to do, starting tomorrow, I'm going to go to the gym, and I'm not leaving until I look right. So I don't know. I don't know how it's going to work, but because I'm just basically kind of taking my shirt off and people being upset about it. You know what I'm talking about? So I'm going to just try to get in shape. But the great thing about it was when I went to the gym, they told me I didn't have to pay at full price because I get half off because I ain't got to show up on leg day. You know what I mean? So real talk. So. Yeah, I'm gonna do what I gotta do, man. I gotta do what I gotta do.
Right.
Hey, and I'm gonna tell y'all something funny right quick, man. People get upset when I say the little leg jokes and whatever, man. But laugh with me. Don't laugh at me. Or, I mean, I guess laugh at me too, man. But life is too short, man. You know what I mean? If
That's
I can
right.
laugh about me not having legs, then man, y'all might as well laugh too, because. Like I said, I am taller without legs than I ever was with them. You know, and if you can't understand it, I'll break it down for you. But I'm just saying, laugh with me, please do, please do.
Yes, yes. One thing about it, Tommy Two Toes, man. You know, me. You know, knowing you since I was a kid, literally, and remembering you. You know, with your legs. I came home from prison, man. And I happened to see, you know, a picture of you, and I was like, huh? I looked like 4 or 5 times to make sure that was actually you, because I didn't know. And to actually see you, man, just the way you handling, you know, business, you know, with prosthetics, man, the way you walking, like you actually, like, you're walking, you not having legs, but you have legs, and they're called prosthetics. The legs you was born with is gone, but now you have some more legs. You
right.
know, and it's like, to be honest, I mean, you're probably more athletic with these legs than you was with this.
You might be right, bro. You might be right.
You get around a little better with these legs from what I know of. You know what I'm saying?
I agree, man. I agree.
So, but nah, man, you know, me and the women of God, kings and queens, like, this is what we're talking about. This is really a brother of mine, you know, who I've been knowing for a long time. And it's a beautiful thing because he didn't want nobody to feel sorry for him. He wasn't feeling sorry for himself. So it's like, man, listen, I'm here. You know, and it, for real, for me to feel sorry for him was disrespectful. So, you know, he who he is, and that's my bro. His legs may look different, but he haven't changed as far as his personality. You can see the maturity of change, but far as, man, that's still my bro, like my ace, my dog, you know, not dog literally, y'all, that's slang for you who don't know, and you know what I'm saying, but that's a brother of mine, and man, just to see how you motivate a lot of people, man. You don't even have to say a lot and still be able to motivate, man, just about how you getting around and really pursuing life. There's so many people who would give up. So when you have a brother up here, you know, doing comedy, has prosthetic legs, this man gets around very well. You know, like, he gets around very well. He doing his thing. He doing what he has to do. To just see that alone should make you be like, okay, if he taking the initiative like that, I definitely shouldn't make all these excuses to fail in my life.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I look at it. So, Tommy Two Toes, I do want to tell you, man, thank you for being a co-host, man, up here. Man, 2023 is going to be definitely beautiful beyond the radio. You being up here with us. Before we get out, before we go to Coach Shay, man, do you want to have any closing remarks? How can people find you? and what you what you looking forward to.
I'm trying to grow. One second, bro. I'm sorry.
And also tell us how far are you trying to grow with this comedy thing? What's your goal with this comedy thing?
The goal is I'm trying to do everything that God has put in front of me to do. Because I don't set myself up to say, hey, let me get this far. So if I do get there or when I get that far, then I'm going to feel like I've done it all. And that's not ever going to happen. I want to do any and everything I possibly can to make someone smile, make them laugh, make them forget about anything possibly negative that's going on in their life temporarily. So I don't set myself up for saying that, okay, this is as far as I'm going. It's way past the sky. The sky is not the limit. That's just the beginning part. I'm trying to do it all. I'm trying to do any and everything I can. But like I said, I'm glad for this opportunity. Thank y'all. I'm enjoying every moment, and it's very humbling because it reminds me of a lot of things that I'm not used to doing, but I've always wanted to do. And I'm now getting an opportunity to do that, so I'm very thankful and appreciative of that.
Yes, sir.
And I'm in the building.
Yeah.
And where can people find you?
I'm trying to broaden my horizons through social media. I'm on a Facebook. I'm on it's Instagram. At Tommy Two Toes Comedy. That's my Instagram page. I had to get a new one because the devil, he hacked my page. So I got a new page. You're going to see all of my performances, open mic nights, up-and-coming events. I'm also on Facebook under Thomas Baker. That's my main Facebook page. But the best place to go is also through Facebook. It's Tommy Two Toes Comedy. That's my Facebook page. It's directly about any comedy events that I'm a part of. That's where you can reach me. So please follow me at all those different platforms. And, you reach out to me. I respond within the hour because I'm always checking everything. So don't hesitate to reach out to me because I will, speak back. Definitely will.
Awesome. Coach Shay, you want to close us out, please?
Certainly. I just want to say thank you to everyone again for an amazing 22 on behalf of the Beyond the Fence family. And remember that this year, make it be a year where you are not just prosperous, but you are changing the environment around you. It's so important in this time and day, Coach David and Tommy Two Toes, and to those who are listening, that we seek to make an impact wherever we go. And so if we're really striving to teach people more about their purpose. Coach David, you're aware of that. This is a passion that we've had for a really, really long time. And I think Tommy Two Toes said it earlier that life is very, very short. And so be intentional on living it out. Be intentional on meeting your goals, not just because they're goals, but because your goal and your purpose has it's important to your purpose and to the impact of the world. So we just want to say, thank you again. We're living our purpose out every day. You're listening to Beyond the Radio. That's part of our purpose, showing you guys how to live life to the fullest. That's part of our purpose. Everything that we offer from our music on is a part of our purpose. So make sure you connect with us at Beyond the Radio on Facebook, on Beyond the Fence on Instagram, and again, Beyond the Fence Entertainment and ENT on Facebook as well. And you will find any of our artists. Shout out to the Beyond the Fence family. And again, to the Elations family, we love you guys. And meet us back here again on Sunday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. There you will get a chance to meet again Coach David, Coach Shay, and Tommy Two Toes. And we might just have a special guest drop in on us. So with that being said, with that being said, where the music at? Where the music
where
at?
The music at? Where the music at?
Where the music at? Where the music at?
Where the music at?
Hey.
She had a dream that she could do it. And how she lost her way and didn't stick to it. She wanted the house, the cars, the money. She did all that she could. In her mind, she was so focused. Doing overtime in the diner. Just wanted someone to wine and dine her. She didn't believe in herself. Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself,
believe in yourself, believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Cancer, going to the doctor for some answers. They said she wouldn't make it, she couldn't take it. She did all that she could, getting sick from the chemo. Bank account started looking real low. She knew she could make it, she wouldn't take it. She believed in herself.
Believe in yourself, you can do it. Believe in yourself, ain't nothing to yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself,
believe in yourself, believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Can when you can.